Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at collarsandco.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You know how fast NFL game days move. One big play and everything changes. That's why live betting on FanDuel is a game changer. With FanDuel, you can bet in real time while the game unfolds. Score just flipped? Jump on a new spread or live money line. That wide receiver's heating up? Bet the next touchdown score or total yards. Think that drive stalls in the red zone? Take a live field goal prop or fade the total. Live player props, team totals, drive results, updated spreads, next play markets, it's all there. It's fast, it's fun, and with FanDuel, your live bets move as quickly as the game does. So whether you're riding momentum or fading the hype, FanDuel puts you right in the middle of every moment. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the app and bet the NFL live all season long.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Anybody, anywhere, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command and happy holidays. Merry Christmas coming up to everybody celebrating. Logan, I hope you and the family have fun and wonderful holiday plans. You guys are ready for a big day at the Paulson house.
Yeah, I think we're going to be ready for a big day at the Paulson house. Probably Santa's going to come a day early. Maybe, you know, send a letter up to the North Pole today or tomorrow saying, hey, Santa, we got to be doing Christmas on Wednesday. Daddy's got work. So I think that's the big kind of action item for the next couple of days, but the kids are juiced. I'm sure your kids are juiced. Like, everyone's excited. Let's go.
Oh, they're fired up. There's been a lot of letters being sent. There's a lot of crafts being done. We got the elf monitoring everything from the fireplace. And anytime somebody's acting up, the elf tells me that he doesn't like what he sees, but the kids can't hear it. It's really interesting. So, yeah, there's a lot going on at the Paulson House right now.
Both Paulsons.
Two different locations, it sounds like. Remember, that on Take Command, you can watch us, 106.7 The Fan and Team 980, if you want to see us in high def. And, of course, you can subscribe to the pod so you get this audio, you know, wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you check us out. We give you three episodes a week and into the off season. There's going to be a ton of breakdowns on potential free agents as well as the draft class. We're going to cover the off season better than anybody. So make sure you lock in. Next up is the Christmas Day slate, though, including the Commanders and the Cowboys. I will say, if you look at the Christmas Day trio of games here, the NFL often doesn't swing and miss, you know, benefits from some luck a good amount of the time. You've got the eliminated Cowboys and the eliminated Commanders with what looks like, as we record this, Josh Johnson under center, QB3. Then you've got the Lions playing the eliminated Vikings, and the Vikings are likely turning to their third quarterback this year, Max Brosmer. And then you've got the Broncos and the eliminated Chiefs, and the Chiefs have a third quarterback that I've barely heard of starting because Gardner Minshew got hurt after Patrick Mahomes got hurt. So this is not the three games on national TV on Christmas Day that the league thought it would be showcasing.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, you know, when you make the schedule, you're like, man, this is going to be sick, man. We got divisional games. These people could be pushing for the playoffs, and all of a sudden,
all three of these games are for the division, man. Not so fast.
Now it's on fire and not very good. So, it'll be interesting to see how that all shakes out.
All right, let's get to the game we care about, which is the Cowboys, who are 6-8-1, and the Commanders. You know, Dallas has had a rough go of it defensively. They made a few trades, and coming out of their bye week, I thought they were going to make the playoffs because their defense was playing really well. So let's zero in on Washington's offense against Dallas's defense first. But they allowed 16 to a terrible Raiders team. They looked good. Then they beat the Eagles and shut them out in the second half to do it. Then they beat the Chiefs. That was on Thanksgiving Day. And so they'd won three in a row and they were rolling. But since then, they gave up 44 to Detroit, 34 to Minnesota, and 34 to the Chargers. And tell me if you've heard this before, but their embattled defensive coordinator has changed his location. He has gone from the sideline to the booth. So this is the opposite of...
You got to see it better up there, Grant. That's what you got
to
do.
I think so. This is the opposite of the Joe Witt move, where he went from the booth to the sideline to fix everything. But Matt Eberflus has people calling for his job. This Cowboys defense is in shambles right now.
Yeah, and it's funny because I think when you look at like their defensive line specifically, Jadeveon Clowney, Donovan Zaraku, Kenny Clark, Osa Digizua, obviously Quentin Williams is a new addition, Solomon Thomas, Perrion Winfrey. Like, they've got dudes that are aggressive, penetrating, active pass rushers. I think the issue is kind of the back end of the group, right? I think you look at the linebackers, like Kenneth Murray, Shamar James, they are struggle bussing. Big time. And obviously, Demarion Overshown has kind of come back. He looks like the part, and he's playing good football. But the second level of this defense is not good. Like, you talk about run fits. Like, I'm doing a breakdown on my Phil Brankdown show. Make sure you check that out on the Commanders YouTube page. And sometimes I'm like, are these guys playing linebacker with their eyes closed? And that's just not good ball. And then you kind of move back another level, and I think the secondary is playing better than probably they're grading at PFF. But I think you're still seeing a lot of issues in terms of like coverage responsibilities, zones. It's just tough. It's a tough watch, especially as you move back in the defense. I think the defensive line is okay, but again, as you move back, it's just not the level of it's not NFL defense, basically.
As a designer and a play caller, how much would you watch the team that just shredded them and say, let's do the same thing? Because they're watching the same tape and making some of those same adjustments, number one. Number two, you're not the Chargers, right? You're starting Josh Johnson. He ain't Justin Herbert. Herbert goes 23 of 29 for 3 bills and 2 touchdowns against them this week. You know, they were pretty balanced.
How good is he playing, by the way? I know this isn't a Chargers show, but how good is Justin Herbert playing right now?
Oh, he's
playing
dog.
His face off.
Yeah. I think I was actually talking to someone about this yesterday. I've got him right now. Like, he's on a top 5 heater. You know, everyone's talking about Trevor Lawrence, who's like joined the party, and he's finally been excellent under Liam Cohen, who designs offense beautifully. But like it's Stafford, May, Allen, maybe Lawrence, Herbert, like that's the collection right now. But like when you watch the Chargers, it's pretty balanced, right? They ran the ball 25 times. They dropped back a few more than 30. Herbert ended up scrambling about 8 times for 40 yards and a touchdown. Like, do you just go, oh, this concept works, let's go to this well? Or do you just have to be yourself because you can't pretend that you're the Chargers? They do everything better right now.
Yeah, I think the thing with when you're building an offense, I think the thing that I would look to is just like, yeah, you're looking at concepts, you're looking at principles that work. I think the main thing you're trying to do is trying to figure out like what defensively their rules are. So like why that concept worked, like what are they looking at? How did they get there? How did they create that space? And what is the offensive terminology that we employ? And what are the offensive techniques that we employ to create that same space? So like a good example of this is like, you know, I don't know, like there's like a huge play action shot, right? And everybody's like, oh, well, we got to run more play action. Hypothetically, let's say we're not a big play action team. We can run a route distribution that affects their rules, the defense's rules, the same way. And it's in our terms, it's in what we want to be. And I think that's kind of what I would do here is I'd kind of say, okay, here, like, you know, they had a hard time with this run. Like, do we have a run like that? Like, yes, we do. Like, what's the formation? Why did they play it this way? And I'd try to make sure that I could stack it in our verbiage and our kind of philosophy to make it work for us.
When you watched, is there a specific type, I don't know about run, but like in the run game, like what are you thinking here? Is this more getting Bill to the outside? Is this battering ram Chris Rodriguez downhill to keep Quinnen Williams honest from getting up the field? Like, how do you view it?
So it's interesting. Like when I watched this, I haven't watched the Chargers game because it was, they played it on Sunday. So I was doing all my breakdown stuff like Sunday night. So I watched the Kansas City game, watched the Detroit game, and watched, there was one other game that, in there that I watched. But basically to me, like I think their defensive front's pretty good. And what I would say is like, you just need to consistently attack the linebackers of this front.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And so, like, I remember when we were prepping for the first game, like, there was a couple plays, like Carolina ran, for example, where it's like we're running a little bit of misdirection. Their eyes get bad. They bump too far with the motion, and you hit a gash. So, to me, it's about manipulating those guys at the second level of this defense, and that has to come to the forefront. So it's not so much like, hey, we're going to run power, we're going to run counter, we're going to run outside zone, inside zone. It's like, I want those guys to be thinking all the time because they just do not fit runs well. They just don't do it. So the more I can get them uncertain, the more I can get them unsure, I think it leads into our favor. Now, this is the thing. To me, this is the million-dollar question of this game, is they have not blitzed a ton this entire season. They just don't do it. But the last time that they played, I'm talking the Commanders and the Cowboys, Eberflus was like, we're just going to blitz every single play. And we did not have a good solution for it offensively. And it totally mitigated any kind of advantage you could get by manipulating the linebackers. So my thing is like, why all of a sudden did they choose to throw that pitch against us? Obviously, that's right after the Chicago game, where Chicago kind of became much more aggressive in terms of bringing first and second down pressure. And then they haven't really gotten back to that. So is that something that we have to prepare for if we're the Commanders? Again, I want to attack the linebackers as much as possible, run fits, eye discipline, make them really challenge. I want to use a lot of pullers because, again, they kind of mess that stuff up quite a bit. But if they're going to bring a lot of run stunts on first down, which they did in the first matchup, is that something I have to be ready for?
Yeah, I think that going back to the first matchup is interesting, too. I've got a few questions about how they handled Washington, but I want to ask a similar kind of game planning question. I mean, how much do you look back at that if you're a coordinator putting a plan together and say, okay, this is what they did? Because it is a while ago. It's week 7, right?
Yeah.
Teams are different. You got guys that are in, guys that are out. Like, they harassed Daniels with those blitzes. He really struggled, I thought, in that game. He was 12 of 22 for a buck 56 before he had that hamstring injury. And then Mariota throws the pick 6. But like, are you watching that or is that too far back? Like, what's more useful? How they played you or what they've done in the last month?
That's always the question when you're prepping these games. I think for me, like when I was with Kyle and Sean and, you know, when I was down in Atlanta with Sarkisian and all those guys, like the thing that they would do is like they would bring it to your attention. Because ultimately, like as the player, you got to play, right? So they'd be like, hey, man, last time we played them, they did this. So let's make sure we got this call on deck, this check on deck, and we feel really good about it if we do get this, right? And then it's like, that's what they did in the last matchup. But recently, they've been more here in this kind of space where they're in four down, they're in this coverage, they're doing all these different things. And I think that's where I would say, like, you gotta prep for both. And so, and it doesn't take a lot, right? Because this is NFL football. Guys are pros. You just need to make sure that your guys have the tools to handle it. And that was something in the first matchup. It's like, I don't know. It doesn't seem like the offensive line was ready for this kind of movement. It doesn't seem like the quarterback was ready for this type of blitz, and which makes sense because prior to that game, they hadn't done anything like that. So I just want to make sure that we've at least put that scaffolding in to say, hey, if they do this, this is what we're going to do. And if they don't do this, this is what we're going to do. And does that take a little bit more game prep? Absolutely. But that's how you win football games. You got to invest. And I know it's the holiday season, but we got to make sure guys know what to do when we get certain looks.
Yeah, that last game, by the way, which was a nightmare. They lose 44-22 in Dallas. Lest we forget, the offense was going through Jalen Lane, Chris Moore, and Robbie Chosen in the passing game. Those were your top three receivers that day. Look, we don't know yet as we record this what the quarterback situation is. Dan Quinn did come out on Sunday in his press conference after the game saying that Marcus Mariota is not just dealing with a hand, but he's actually got two different injuries that he's dealing with. So I think it's very possible we could see Josh Johnson. I want to know what you think about my take, and I'm assuming you'll disagree with it, which is perfectly fine. But I wouldn't start Josh Johnson. I would start Sam Hartman. And I would
like...
Every holiday shopper's got a list, but Ross Shoppers, you've got a mission. Like a gift run that turns into a disco snow globe, throw pillows, and PJs for the whole family, dog included. At Ross, holiday magic isn't about spending more. It's about giving more for less. Ross, work your magic.
Well, for the same reason that I want to see more from Ben Sinnott and Jordan McGee, like, what does starting Josh Johnson do for you? I want to get Sam Hartman a rare chance to play. I guess my question to them with, like, Truth Serum would be, what is the point of Sam Hartman being on the roster if he can't play in a situation like this at the end of the year?
So, well, it's a great point. And so what I would say about this, and this is something I was talking to, like, my father-in-law about this or something, was he had a similar question, right? And the thing that came to me was like, you have four quarterbacks on the roster, Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, Josh Johnson, Sam Hartman. How much practice has Sam Hartman done this year, do you think, Grant? Like, you know how practice goes,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
like
I would say next to zero.
Like he's probably thrown less passes. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, he's probably played more scout team linebacker than he's actually played scout team quarterback at this
right.
point. Like, because if Jaden's starting and I'm Marcus, it's like I'm taking every scout team rep. Get out of here, Josh Johnson. Get out of here, Sam Hartman. And if I'm Marcus Mariota and I'm starting, if I'm Josh Johnson, I'm taking every scout team rep because I'm getting myself back in throwing shape, right? So Sam Hartman, I would assume, and I have no inside baseball in this, this is just on teams that I've played for. Like, so when I was in Atlanta and it was Matt Ryan, Matt Schaub, and... oh gosh, I forgot his name. Good dude, but like young guy coming in. he did not practice at all. Like, he would just stand there with, like, behind the quarterback. He'd help with the signals, but he didn't practice because those two guys wanted to make sure they were ready to rock and roll and ready to go. So, again, based on the three quarterback structure, based on who's been up, like, my argument against him playing is he's probably studied. He's probably got some type of project that he does for Jayden Daniels every single week, right, in terms of saying, hey, like, hey, Sam, you got red zone. Like, let's make sure we're ready to go. And Marcus probably kept him going on that. So he's studying. He's ready to rock and roll. But I don't know how much he's played. Like, he hasn't played since preseason. And he's coming off an offseason with a shoulder surgery where he didn't look quite right in the preseason. So that's my thought on it. And again, like, I understand you wanting to see him. I just don't know. I don't see how he could possibly be ready, especially on a short week, to play a defense like the Dallas Cowboys.
Which is fair. I feel like the plane has already kind of hit the mountain. And so, like, for me, it's just an opportunity. Like, it's not like I'm holding against him if he plays poorly. We've got that covered, I feel like, right? I mean, like, the Josh Johnson experience didn't go great. Now, this is not that I don't think he could play an NFL game. I watched him in the UFL. I've seen him win December games here with Jay Gruden. Like, this is a guy that's well-traveled. He's been all over the league. I think he could play fine. But, you know, it's just my general philosophy, which understandably differs from what you're saying and from what they think. Like, I would be doing a lot of other things with the young guys, not prioritizing like having the best series or the best quarter. And that's not how they view it. And I get it. Like, that's the real world that they live in where.
This is even different than that. You know what I mean? Like I'm okay with you. Like, say, hypothetically, you wanted to give Jordan McGee the green dot.
Yeah.
Like, that's a different thing because he's played on teams. He's been in the defense. He's called it at practice, apparently, according to some stuff that John Kime has reported. It's like, so that's a different thing. Ben Sinnott, you want him to get more touches? That's a different thing. Like, he's played. Yeah. Get him more touches. That's fine. This, to me, seems like borderline unfair to Sam Hartman, right? And again, like, Treylon Burks, you want him to play more? Great. Like, if Jalen Lane was healthy, yeah, get him in there. Like, that's those are different. That's a different dynamic. Even Brandon Coleman, like, let him play more. Great. Great opportunity for him. But they've played. They've been up every week. They've, again, larger expanded roles for those players makes a lot of sense to me, especially with two games left on the schedule. But this just seems like you're putting someone out there in a situation that they can't be successful. And I think right. That's why I would push back on the Sam Hartman thing specifically, as opposed to some of these other, you know, like, you want Ben Sinnott to have 10 targets. I support that. Yeah. Have 10 targets, Ben Sinnott. Great. Again, because he's up, he's been at the NFL speed, pace, he's in condition, all those things that would allow him to perform at a high level.
Makes sense. Yeah. I mean, we've seen guys sign and start at quarterback within a few days. Right.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, I guess if he was practicing very, very, very limitedly, how much would that change things than not getting a lot of work? But I certainly get your point. It would be a difficult challenge. I think it's going to be a difficult challenge for Josh Johnson, who's barely practiced at all.
Correct.
Too. Maybe it's just the interest in me rather seeing someone who might have a future. All right, next, let's get into the defense for the Commanders and how they're going to handle the Cowboys offense, which could be the bigger issue on game day on Christmas Day. It's a holiday. Take command. Logan Paulson and Grant Paulson.
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.